President Biden did not travel as much as other recent presidents during his first year in office. The pandemic certainly affected that. But where he did go and what he did while he was there gives us a glimpse into his priorities. NPR White House correspondent Asma Khalid reports.
Hello, hello, hello. It's good to be home.
That's President Biden this past fall speaking in the city where he was born, Scranton, Pennsylvania. The president has traveled to Pennsylvania 7 times since he took the oath of office. No other recent president has traveled there as often.
Presidents travel for a wide range of reasons.
Brendan Doherty with the U.S. Naval Academy has tracked presidential travel dating back to Jimmy Carter.
They are sometimes trying to advance their own reelection interests, traveling to key swing states. Sometimes they're raising campaign funds, although Biden has been doing that virtually. They are often promoting their policy agenda.
And Biden has been attempting to do that, selling his so-called Build Back Better agenda, his COVID relief bill, and his infrastructure plan. Here he was in Dearborn, Michigan, at a Ford plant back in May.
Bottom line, American Jobs Plan is a blue-collar blueprint to rebuild America, a blue-collar blueprint to build America.
The president has visited Michigan 5 times. That state, like Pennsylvania, is a battleground in presidential elections, and both were key to Biden's victory. Presidents of both parties often visit battleground states, but Biden has only been to Florida once, and he's never gone to Arizona, a state he narrowly won. He has also traveled to elevate his priorities that he can't change as easily legislatively, such as racial justice. Here he is in Oklahoma, marking the anniversary of the Tulsa race massacre.
The events we speak of today took place 100 years ago, and yet I'm the first president in 100 years ever to come to Tulsa.
Presidents and their staff tend to believe they can influence public debate with a presidential visit. It's part of the communication strategy. And Doherty says George W. Bush was a master of this.
His White House was really disciplined in terms of its message focus. So he would often declare a week to be, say, Education Week, and then would travel around the country and have 3 or 4 events in different cities where all he talked about was education.
So I decided to ask Ari Fleischer about Bush's travel strategy. He was the White House press secretary at the time.
The first 6 months was very aggressive in going to Democratic senator states and having gigantic tax rallies to encourage them to vote for the Bush tax cuts of 2001.
Many of the trips, Fleischer says, were to states Bush had won.
And he would call on Senator Bro from Louisiana to join me, and the crowd would roar, sending a signal that you're the senator, you're the Democrat, but your people are for me.
While the Bush White House used travel to get their bills passed, presidents have limited time, and they might find it more useful to stay in Washington and work the phones. And Fleischer says legislative wins increase a president's popularity more than a random trip. Plus, he says travel nowadays might not be as effective as it was 20 years ago when he worked in the White House.
Travel used to be one of the president's strongest tools, back when there were fewer media, pre-internet, and then all of a sudden the president comes to town, and it is massive news for days.
A White House official says the president is expected to hit the road more this coming year, ahead of the midterms. Though that could be politically tricky, as it's not necessarily helpful for him to campaign in places where he's unpopular. And at the moment, the president's approval rating is underwater, and he looks unpopular even in states that he won. Asma Khalid, NPR News.